From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott with a look at the top trending stories at NJ1015.com this weekend. The budget battle in Trenton has dominated headlines all week, and we've got an update from our State House correspondent, Mike Simons.
Governor Phil Murphy reached a deal with Democratic legislative leaders on the state budget Saturday evening, just hours before the deadline that could have triggered a state government shutdown.
There will be no shutdown. The parks and beaches are open.
The sales tax will not be hiked to 7% as Murphy had proposed. Income taxes will be raised for the state's 1,800 wealthiest taxpayers with incomes over $5 million. And a corporate tax surcharge will be imposed for 4 years, though at a scaled back level that won't give New Jersey the nation's highest business tax. For Democrats, the agreement barely fends off what could have been an embarrassing shutdown. Senate President Steve Sweeney says it was as hard as some budgets negotiated with Chris Christie, a Republican.
It's been one hell of a journey. As the governor said, it was never been a disagreement on where we wanted to go. It was how to get there. And we got there in a place we all think is fair.
For more information on the budget deal, go to NJ1015.com. At the State House, this is Michael Simons.
A prolonged heat wave has begun with temperatures in the 90s and a heat index at 100 or above forecast at least until the middle part of next week. Many New Jerseyans have been flocking to the shore. Most beach towns have added extra lifeguards and extended their guarded hours until 7 p.m. on the busiest beaches. A new report by Stockton University finds New Jersey's beaches are in better shape than they were before Hurricane Sandy, even after a string of storms earlier this year. Stuart Farrell is with the Coastal Research Center.
Sand is moving around during the storms and doesn't get a chance to readjust afterward.
Once the weather calmed down, the sand naturally made its way back to the beaches. Since the 1930s, nearly 163 million cubic yards of sand has been placed there through projects by the Army Corps of Engineers and the State Department of Environmental Protection. A Supreme Court ruling Wednesday that public workers can't be forced to pay fees to unions they don't want to join could shake up politics and government in New Jersey. Hetty Rosenstein of the Communications Workers of America calls it a sad day for democracy.
But I have to say that I don't think it changes anything about who our union is or what we do or our strength.
About 10% of the workers in government offices represented by the CWA in New Jersey are non-members, but it is unknown how many more might now opt out. The ruling came as we continued an ongoing series of New Jersey's desperately underfunded pension system. Public workers in New Jersey pay more towards their pensions than ever before, but they still recoup everything they have paid in after about 3.5 to 4 years of retirement at current rates. More talk of changes could start this summer. And they also crept into the state budget stalemate.
Senate President Steve Sweeney says he's frustrated Governor Phil Murphy's budget increases spending without making any pension and health benefits reforms that would save the state money.
He knows what's wrong with the state, and he knows how to fix it. He wrote a report under Governor Cody that I actually helped implement some of the pieces of that. He's not talking about fixing one thing.
Murphy says that's to come in the months ahead, but that for now he wants a balanced budget sustained by permanent tax hikes.
Can we run government more leanly? I certainly hope so. We're going to die trying. Can we break the back of property taxes? We've got a whole bunch of things we're pursuing to do just that.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Just as Uber was announcing new safety measures for both passengers and drivers, came word that an Uber driver was arrested on charges he groped an 18-year-old passenger from New Jersey. The Bayonne woman first called police after a ride last month, telling them driver Sukhminder Singh was aggressive with her, used sexual language. Eventually, she says, the 59-year-old grabbed her in a sexual manner and called her cell phone for days. Rutgers University continues to divert tens of millions of dollars from education into a struggling athletics program, and they still managed to run a deficit in that program of millions. The $21.3 million subsidy is the sixth highest of any school in the nation, by far the biggest in the Big Ten. In their division, the next biggest subsidy is Minnesota, which only spends $8.4 million, and six of the Big Ten schools provide no subsidy to athletics. As Jersey students began their summer break, representatives from every school district headed back to class for specialized school safety training.
Jersey Department of Ed school security boss Ben Castillo says beginning today, the State School Safety Specialist Academy is holding a four-day training session that will cover topics including emergency drills, internet safety, weapons,
responding to bomb threats, threat assessment and things like, you know, after school events, how to best secure those events.
He adds, in active shooter scenarios, lockdown and hide is usually the best option, but there may be situations that call for fleeing or facing the threat and fighting back. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
You know it is dangerous to text and drive, but do you text and walk? As many people who ignore the texting while driving warnings, even more ignore texting while walking warnings. In Summit, officials say the problem has gotten so bad, they're narrowing some of their busiest roads and even bumping out the curbs to slow drivers down at crosswalks where most of the texting while walking accidents have happened. An estimated 2.5-year rehabilitation project figures to play havoc with the already congested approach to the Lincoln Tunnel into New York. Crews are going to begin this summer shoring up the 80-year-old Route 495 viaduct and replacing the crumbling roadway surface. The DOT says more than 150,000 vehicles cross the viaduct every day, and they're advising motorists to expect severe congestion and seek other forms of transportation. We had a great story this week about one incredibly kind gesture from a father of four less than a year ago that turned into a record-breaking, life-saving transplant chain right here in New Jersey. And because of that one moment of kindness, more than 20 people in need now have a healthy kidney, each donated by a complete stranger.
It starts with one altruistic donor, in this case, Caldwell resident Brian Glennon.
I kind of reflected on my life and realized one thing I was missing was giving back.
He donated a kidney at St. Barnabas Medical Center that went to a stranger. Then to pay it forward, someone close to the recipient donated as well, and the chain was underway. There are 23 links now since October, the longest living kidney transplant chain in the nation at one hospital. Kristen Renda is one of the recipients.
So many emotions going through because, you know, thank you is never enough to say to someone that does something like that.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
President Trump is spending his first weekend this year in New Jersey at his golf course in Bedminster. Flight restrictions have been imposed around that course. Trump hasn't spent much time in the Garden State this year, opting instead for his Mar-a-Lago retreat in Florida. He did spend his August vacation at Trump National last year and 40 days in total at his Jersey retreat last year. Have the kids been having a tough time catching lightning bugs or fireflies in the backyard? Those glowing little bugs that alight in our backyards each summer are fewer in number these days. Habitat destruction, pesticide overuse, even light pollution all work against these fireflies.
Turn off the outside lights, saves money, and it also can help nighttime species that need that dark in order to flash.
Ben Pfeiffer with the Firefly.org website says the little flashers also need good groundwater to thrive in any given environment. That's a look at the top trending stories at NJ1015.com this weekend. Listen to New Jersey 101.5 for the latest news, weather, and traffic all weekend long. And like New Jersey Voices on Facebook to join the conversation anytime with New Jersey 101.5. Join me Monday morning at 5 for New Jersey's first news, and then talk Jersey with Bill Spadia at 6. I'm Eric Scott for New Jersey 101.5.